the entire time. I just saw
Really?
you click on. Well done. Well,
welcome, folks, to WJRH
104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
My name is Kevin, and
Hail Hydra. Hail Hydra.
Kevin James here with the new Mall Cop Paul. And
Mall Cop Paul.
Blart it up, boys.
Mall Cop Paul colon blart it up too. Bring
electric,
it on.
Electric Blartaloo.
Alright, the
okay, so let's introduce our guests again.
Alright, we are here with Charlie Harper, who has thus far avoided speaking about
a certain
and Owen. Owen McCann is back with us again.
Yeah, I barged in here.
Also incest pornography.
And you're caught up. Thumbs. And Danny Trejo.
Thumbs.
Oh my
Scoot.
God, we didn't get our hilarious laugh.
That's what I'm saying. We miss a lot of good content. I don't know what, dude. I swear I hit it.
You guys are coming into the middle of a fever dream right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just gonna say it.
Frick. I don't care that you broke your elbow.
How dare you?
This is gonna be a 35-minute clip of us just yelling at
each other. What? What was the other? I was just thinking. What was like a really B-list movie that you loved because you were a kid that came out in like the 90s? Like, it's not a good movie. The live action.
There was one has that, to be live action?
Yeah, there's one that came to mind. I couldn't remember what it was.
Has anyone ever actually seen Shark Tale?
Yeah, like the one with like...
Why do you make that sound like it's like hidden in a vault somewhere?
I've never seen Shark Tale.
Actually seen it?
Dude, it's just a conspiracy. Everyone
like
thinks,
it's an act of faith.
Everyone thinks that Fort Knox holds like all of the gold in the needles.
It's just one copy
it's
of Shark
copy
Tale.
It's just one copy.
The only copy.
The original copy.
Yeah, no, all I'm... I mean, like, it could have been faked, right? Like the moon.
Shark Tale.
Yeah. You believe in the moon? Idiots.
Dude, I only believe...
But you vaccinate your kids, too, James.
Dude, we had a conversation where I told you I did not vaccinate my kids this year.
Yeah.
Sir?
Where I have no kids.
Imagine...
We actually, like, are very...
Anti-vax. No, we're just anti-vax.
Wait, you're anti... I'm sorry, I
it's a double negative O, and then yeah. There four
that's,
vaccines.
It's confusing. Yeah.
You know what? I'm pro-vax. I just go around stabbing kids with needles.
There's nothing in them.
That's honestly... If you
it's
say
just
that,
needles.
I think anti-vaxxers are now going to use this podcast as... As movements
I'm actually,
to why pro-vaxxers are
publicity is publicity,
evil.
Man.
I mean, yeah,
that's
man.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm actually anti-vax in that I take vaccines out of kids.
Oh.
I take empty syringes... And I go up to kids and remove them of their poisons. It's like bloodletting. Like, you know, like they did in the
1800s. You gotta let out the ghosts.
Yeah. You're just a big man leech.
Yeah, how would you...
Big man
yeah. Wait, does anyone know... Yeah. You know how, like, barbers used to be, like, bloodletters? Like, you would go to a barber and you're like, yeah, could I
what
get a... Could I get a
Todd?
Buzz cut? And also, could you cut my arm off? Did you know that?
What kind of Sweeney Todd barber did you
Never
go to?
That's a real thing. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Let me. I might be speaking out of my bum bum here.
What Sweeney Todd was based off of?
Yeah, Sweeney Todd is just an actual barber. Fleet Street is just full of them.
Look, barber bloodletting. An early treatment used by barbers and surgeons. The barber's pole is used to signify a place or shop where they can perform their craft with a helix of color stripes pulling. Anyway.
I haven't had it.
Yeah, they could.
They didn't
to,
get my.
You would walk subject. In and be like, "Could I? Could you give me a nice fade? And I also want you to open me up.
Cut me up, Dad.
cut me in half.
Cut me up, Daddy.
Dude, when Rocky was saying that in that one in Rocky, he wasn't talking to the doctor. He was talking to the barber. he wanted his hair cleaned up, dude, and then he just needed to be cut in the eye.
Oh my god.
That's what do you think? Does that seem like? You know, what were you talking about the other week? I was like, it doesn't seem... Oh, we were saying, like, look, anti-vax, it's not cool. You should probably vaccinate your kids.
Vaccinate your
but,
kids.
Like, intuitively, if I came up to you, like, in, like, the 1800s, and I had, you know, like, my briefcase and, you know, my little hat, and I was like, I'm a doctor, and I came into town, and I was like, let me fill your kids with disease. It'll help them. You would be like, that doesn't seem right. I feel like you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go back to letting my kids bleed out. Thank you very much.
I feel like intuitively, like, if you're like, yeah I'm going to inject you with AIDS to cure your AIDS, you're like, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
So, like, does bloodletting seem intuitive to you? Are you like...
I mean, alternatively, what else
We're going to cut you open.
What's the other option? It's like, no, I got grit.
It's just bloodletting or vaccines. It's one or the other.
You know, I'll just continue baring my teeth and we'll get through it or I'll die.
What kind of badass a little bit. I like that one.
I got grit.
Would you like modern medicine? No, I got character.
We might want to skip doing music unless you're like very passionate about a song.
No. This time. Yeah, I actually want to listen to the jazz cover of Down With The Sickness. Have you heard that?
Wait, really?
I'm coming down with the sickness. I can put it on the background. It's kind of nice.
Ooh. I'm actually thinking about playing Old Town Road again.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Is that what Jimmy was singing for every practice?
Oh, okay,
every
warm-up? Yep. He was wailing?
It's more like, it's not just Jimmy. It's everyone. At this rate, it's a plague. Well, granted, it's not a plague in the sense that it's bad. The song is catchy, and I love it.
Oh, the song slaps.
The song's actually pretty good.
But what's gonna happen to this song is that everyone's gonna sing it, and then everyone's gonna hate it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, like,
it's like what happened to Gangnam Style. Am I right, fellas?
What happened to Mo Bamba, dude?
Gangnam Style.
When was the last time you heard Mo Bamba? What did you just turn off?
It's an excellent point.
Oh, I'm just messing with this. It makes me feel important. Ah, yeah, I got your levels right here.
Is it that one's on? That's the music, isn't it?
That's the computer.
Oh, the computer has levels.
Yeah, but when's the last time you guys heard Mo Bamba? Right, like that song got played.
That's a really good point.
I've only heard Mo Bamba at
a party.
Yeah, or like a really bad.
Or like you're not just hanging out in your home. It's just like.
But it also just seemed like reading present, a book. You know, it's like there were memes about it, and kind of like the culture of it just died out.
Mm. Which one was that again?
I Have Hose.
Thank you for sharing, James.
He wasn't describing the song.
He looked me dead in the eyes and said, "I have hose."
That was a tangent. And the rest of the song is explicit, so I can't sing it.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Sheck West, and I'm...
Oh.
I'm getting very rich.
Mm. Well, I think the proper lyric should have been, yeah, I'm Sheck West, and I'm really, really thick.
That was the original cut.
Can we cut his mic?
Yeah. And then we're cutting Owen, too.
Bye.
Wait, Charlie, start saying things. Yeah.
That was actually kind of dope.
The power remember when of technology. That, like...
When it was a meme to just, like, alternate caps when you're saying something. Yeah.
What do you mean, when?
That was so annoying.
It's like,
James... Like, we found the sarcasm bot. No, yeah. It's just obnoxious. Yeah.
It's like, we got James saying over here, I got hose.
Wait, yeah.
And I'm over here like, I got hose.
Okay, that actually
is
funny.
Yeah.
I really hope one of the execs on the board is listening, like, stop messing with this. Just me slapping the buttons, like, yeah.
Makes
I'm feel, doing radio.
It's like you took 10 weeks to show for your actual showtime, and this is what you do.
You guys got two shows in.
We didn't even
all the
start it till like what? When did we start it? We started at what? 5:12.
Yeah, I'm so mad we missed all that.
For the whole semester, you guys have an hour and a half of airtime,
and an hour and a half, and an hour of this.
Yeah, and it's also been a circle jerk the entire time. I mean, our show has always been kind of a circle jerk.
Well, yeah.
If you're a long time listener,
which do you think there are? Nobody's ever... the thing is, we've never answered that phone. This would be a good field test. If you were in your car listening to this radio station, right? We can give out the number, right? People can call.
You are in the car listening to this radio station, please call 908-448-8659.
Is that your number?
It's my cell phone number.
You want to repeat it?
908-448-8659.
One more for the men in the back.
908-448-8659.
Dude, I'm a 908.
We live like 10 minutes away from each other.
You guys should hang out. You guys want to... You should.
Dude, we got the same area code. Out. It's like we're basically brothers.
It's going to be so sad if nobody... Yeah, I didn't know that for a long time.
Footlights.
You do too, or at least kind of.
What?
Hazlitt,
right?
Yeah.
Hazlitt.
That's like...
I saw your ad for your dad's company.
He was not happy about that.
Really? Because
it's just a tiny Olivia next to my dad's ad for his construction company. It's really weird.
I still can't get over it. So, a little bit of backstory. Early in this rehearsal progress, I decided to just B-movie a bunch of characters from Heather's The Movie.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I made an image where I took... I don't know who plays JD... in Heather's The Movie.
Christian Slater.
I took his head and I put it on Barry B. Benson's body.
Yes, I remember that one.
And I called it JB. And it was a meme for a while that I was going to pay money to put JB in the program.
You did, didn't you?
And I eventually did.
That one girl...
This feels like an NPR interview with, like, an edgy artist right now.
Man, it's just my art.
We have Charlie Harper here from that. Well, I thought about the B, and I said, well, Christian Slater's face. What were you saying?
And I said, Aaron, D rhymes with B.
And voila!
Maybe there's something there. I saw the ley lines, and it's put together.
Andy Warhol, guide me.
Oh, my God.
What were you saying?
The Heather's super fan, so I checked out her her Instagram story, and there was a picture of JB on there, and it said mood.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It was so funny. Yeah. I think she really enjoyed the show.
Did any of you talk to her? Did she like the show?
I didn't talk to her.
I went out to the lobby for like 5 minutes, talked to my parents.
She said you were beautiful.
She said
Ram and Kurt were beautiful.
And I left. And then as I'm walking out, I hear Sarah go, Kev! And I turn around, and she's like, she's looking for you. No. I was like, what? Because the super fan is looking for you.
You've been summoned.
And then I went out there. I don't know what I was expecting when people said super fan. I was expecting... She was like a freshman in high school, very endearing.
Really? That young?
Yeah.
I was expecting, and she was in full cosplay.
Because
she's seen 25 productions of Heather's.
Yeah.
I thought she was like...
Wow. I think her mom drives her or something, I guess.
Yeah, I thought she was at least older for high school.
Which is a fine hobby at 13 or 14. Go ahead. See all that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, she's getting to them, you know? She's knocking them out. Yeah.
She drives herself, too.
Damn.
She's been stealing her dad's Trans Am for several weeks. She can't even see over the wheel. She's caused multiple fatalities on the 87.
You'll remember Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, where they just had the kid that was just driving the car with blocks on his
name.
That's what they were doing.
So what happened?
But she was super nice. But I was expecting something. I don't know. She was in full cosplay. It was very endearing. It would have been way different
if
she was actually a 30-year-old man in cosplay, Veronica cosplay. That would have been different. But it was a high school freshman.
Man wouldn't go for Veronica cosplay.
No, I did. I'm saying I didn't know how old she... I'm saying like it would have been different if she was a fully grown adult who had a full-time job and like a kid or something.
Yeah. But if she was a full-grown woman who also thought you were beautiful, that would have been nice.
Yeah,
he's got the entire family show up. It's just JD, Veronica, and their... potential kid and something.
They have to get the whole cast.
We'll just make the kid JD also. Two JDs.
J double D.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Trump.
I just got owned.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
Powerful.
But can I hit you with this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mo Bamba.
Oh.
Or as the intellectuals call it, Mo Bama.
I really honestly thought that was a typo for Obama for the first couple of... I don't listen to the radio.
I got oh.
No, people would be like, put on Mo Bamba. I don't know. How do people listen to the...
I got hoes.
How do people figure out these songs? Like, I feel like it used to be like...
That's what I'd like to know. Are there people that listen to Mo... Like, that just, like, hear that song and are like, you know what? Yeah, so I'm going to listen to this.
This is now the song everyone listens to.
Like, Mo Bamba is a basketball player. Like, a college basketball player. And his friend made the song to hype him up. So they probably played it in the basketball team.
And then it just...
And actually, when he got signed, they played that song in the background.
It actually slaps. Again, like, so people have figured out the formula for slap songs, like songs that slap, if you will.
slap songs or songs that slap for long.
And they just pump them out like crazy.
You know what I'm really sick of?
Sicko mode.
What's the, like, the...
Oh, because you're sick of it.
The really fast snare and the kick, so it's like... like on a rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
that is so annoying and so overdone. Why are we... That's all they use. That's like it. That is the only sound.
It's like free beats. Or like very cheap beats.
Well, because it resonates with our brainwaves or something.
It's easy to...
Dude, they're just hacking our brains.
Yeah.
What's all about?
You guys ever seen... There's a subreddit called YouTube Haiku.
My high school's radio studio has a camera in the studio, so when you record, you also broadcast, and people get to see what you're doing. I really wish we had one, because that was beautiful.
But I don't know if you guys have ever been on the subreddit YouTube Haiku.
Oh yeah, it's great.
It's like 30-second or less videos, and they're for the most part like hilarious.
They're great, yeah.
It's all surrealist humor or like just clip.
Hello, wireless caller. You're on the air. I'm kidding.
Wait.
I'm terrified of answering that. I'm not going to. So if you are calling, I apologize, but I have really crippling social anxiety.
Oh, come on. I got you.
Yeah, you.
No. I don't know.
We don't know
what or who this is.
Can you pick it up and put it down, or what?
They already stopped. Okay. All right, thank you for the call, caller.
You should call me on my cell. Anyway.
Yeah, you should have called on the cell.
So on YouTube Haiku, one of my favorite things I've ever seen is it was just called John Oliver in a nutshell.
Was it Trump. His Fortnite dancing video?
And he goes, Donald Trump, and the audience goes, and then he goes, bad. And then
goes, yeah. Well, you've seen the this is all by the 4chan army, by the way, and I'm not a big fan. Are you a fan? Are you a 4chaner, Charlie?
So this goes back.
Oh boy, here we go. Charlie's getting outed.
All right, so I grew up moving around a lot.
4chan home front.
I've been through 10 high schools.
Yeah, pretty much. Except, I think I've been through maybe 6 schools. So
really?
6 high schools?
Yeah. Jeez, not high schools, Louise. But like schools in general.
Wow. That's a lot of schools.
So I moved around a lot, and one of the places that I lived was Singapore. Hmm. And
what?
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell, Charlie?
I thought I told you.
No? Why are you in Singapore?
My dad's job.
Okay.
He works at Microsoft. He's a good guy. Got me?
Charlie's dad.
Get me through college. Thanks, dad.
Your dad is Microsoft?
Your dad is Mr. Microsoft.
He's Mr. Microsoft?
He's Mike Rosoft.
Can he unban me from Xbox Live?
Yeah, can he unban me from...
My dad can only get you Internet Explorer, okay? No, I'm joking. I don't know.
I've been banned from Pikmin 2 for years, because my brother told me
I called the kid a...
A very offensive term.
A jerk face. James is viciously mouthing some slurs.
It's probably saying a frick face.
Frick face. Yo. That's what it looked like.
Hit the freaking button.
Hit the freaking button, Kevin. Charlie, what were you saying? You're right.
This is a good story. All right,
okay. So I'm in middle school, and this is where I was really starting to like dive deep into the memes, just the internet culture, because I hadn't had good access to any like internet or whatnot.
Charlie built himself a modem like some prodigy so he could look at
just crap images online. No, so Singapore monitors their airwaves, so you can't really go on a lot of websites are blocked. So
hold on, I really hope this story ends with secret police. I hope it starts with Pepe and ends with secret police.
No, I've been on the run for 17 years. No. There weren't many options for me to choose from to really get into the memes. There was because a lot of them were blocked. Reddit was blocked. Like it was just
this is gonna
it was
explain
insane.
So much.
Yeah. Charlie's backstory. Charlie's development and his character arc.
Dude, this is just my either protagonist or antagonist story. I don't know. I haven't figured out which one I am yet. I'm the wild card. No, but there weren't many options. I distinctly remember that 9GAG was the big one.
Oh, no.
Because iFunny was blocked, and middle schoolers aren't old enough to really have Facebooks yet.
Yeah.
And so you can't get the minion Facebook memes on Facebook if you're not old enough.
Mm.
So,
is that little, why you have such a strong attachment to minion memes?
No, I just think
Charlie's tragic
he's compensating
origin.
From his missed out child.
Yeah. Let's get some Freudian analysis on Charlie's obsession with minions.
He's like, no, I just like the little yellow jelly beans.
And just making them just annoy everyone else by posting their...
All right, we've interrupted you so many times.
Anyways,
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. It's a radio show. Come
banana,
on.
Banana, am I right?
Dude, you can't say that. I might start peeing out of laughter.
That's just, like, without, like, qualifying, just... You can't say that. I might start peeing.
Oh, no. Okay. Anyway, so little Charlie stumbles upon a website called 4chan.
Little Charlie.
Yeah, like 6th, 7th grade, around that.
Oh, man.
So how I found it is I went into Google image search and I searched like funny meme. And I think I got like...
That's how he got his memes.
And I think I got like a... I think I got like a... like,
funny meme.
Honestly, I think I got like a Pepe or just something, and it was like from 4chan. So I was like, okay, I'm going, I'm just see what this is. And dear God, did I immediately regret my decisions. But it's just, there's something about that website that once you go on and you see like all these just degenerate just images and just memes.
Yeah,
and
just horrible
it's
stuff.
It's like an addiction.
Visual cancer. Like, I honestly feel like I lost brain cells that day.
Absolutely.
But I just kept going back.
I needed more.
Honestly, that's what happened. So, I'm browsing this. I'm browsing 4chan, and I start going on. So it's like, you know those like shirts for like athletes or whatever, like gamers. So it's like eat, sleep, blank, repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like I was on eat, sleep, 4chan, repeat. So, I would go every day. I would wake up, go to school, come back home after like swim practice or whatever, and I would just be on 4chan, just browsing, just seeing all this pile of just garbage. Granted, I don't know if you fellas have been on 4chan.
Oh, I've been on 4chan. Oh,
yeah. It is full of very obscene images.
Oh, it's, yeah.
So I can't really, it's like I would have to lock myself in my room to use.
Like
just,
30 bolts on the door.
Yeah, to like just look at memes. And, dude, you know, just.
Just to memes, too. Not like anything weird.
No, like.
Just regular memes.
Like, I was very confused.
Like the frog, you know?
Yeah. I was very confused on what the rest of the stuff was, but all I knew is that the memes were funny.
Yeah. Meme, funny. Seventh grade
funny
Charlie.
Meme, funny.
Let me go bing that real quick.
Meme, funny. Charlie consume.
So, on like the end of the week, like Friday, Saturday, I go on. And it's blocked.
Oh.
So, I can't... I do not have, like, proper authority to say that I am the sole reason why 4chan is blocked in Singapore. But I do have very convincing evidence of my influx of 4chan usage that...
Yeah,
that the government saw that. It was like, what? What is this website? Some poor government official clicked on it, instantly just melted. Like, Indiana Jones... And like, yeah, like Indiana Jones saw like just the degeneracy on the website and just died.
Mm. He hit a fat red button on his desk, yeah, and like, and then just, a government building just like went on lockdown.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I. And then it's just the website was blocked. So I was like, man, I have all of this knowledge in my head, and none of these kids that are using 9gag can properly understand. So. I became a superior meme siege engine in 7th grade.
This was what Charlie wrote his college acceptance essay. This is my story.
I'm Charlie Hopper. This is my story.
You know, in interviews when they ask you, can you describe a time where you faced a challenge and you overcame it?
The year was 2009. I was in Singapore.
Being a curious, just middle schooler.
Yeah. I thought the story was going. We didn't have internet access, so we had to print them out and share them as copies. Or that you lost access, so like all of Charlie's internet access goes down, but he retains all of this memory.
So he starts drawing.
This is what I remember.
Straight out of like Stranger Things, just starts slapping paper. Oh my
God. Like someone who gets abducted by aliens, just like free, just trying to recreate as much of it as possible.
Yeah, it's just like, or the frog. It all goes back to this frog.
Or he recounts it by word of mouth, like tales of the meme.
I mean, I guess I just technically did, so.
You find, like, 8th grade Charlie in a warehouse in fetal position. Just going, the frog.
There's, like, hieroglyphics on the wall. There's, like, a little frog man. And, like,
this is a warehouse in Singapore.
There's not enough land in Singapore to have a warehouse. I was probably put in, like, a high-rise apartment. That had, like, maybe this as living space. It was probably paying, like, a college tuition to live in.
And it's all, like, red light and just, like, yarn strung out from picture to picture.
It all goes back to the frog.
Like,
I want to put that on a shirt. Like, honestly,
it all goes back. It
goes
to
back
frog.
To the frog.
Oh, I'll get a tattoo.
That's crazy.
With
that. Charlie, yeah. What are you, man?
So,
a meme siege engine. That's the greatest script I've ever heard.
I can't believe I've never told you. So, I already moved around a lot as a kid. I haven't lived anywhere for more than 4 years. Yeah. Technically, that's not anymore because I still have residency in Atlanta. But I'm like here, so it's like, you know, I'm not counting it. It's my summer home, if you dare say. So I was born in Florida and moved around there a lot. And then I think, yeah, this is in the middle of third grade. I moved to Johannesburg, South Africa. This is like...
How were the memes there?
I didn't have internet access, bro. Well, all I know is
dude,
that
he
was
like nine.
Yeah. That wasn't prime
been
age.
I've been meeting since my guy. What are you talking about?
I mean, like...
Rage comics, you know?
I mean, like, I had Zoo Tycoon, and I would just make jokes to my family about Zoo Tycoon, because he had it on, like, the family computer.
And he would use tigers to spell out bottom text and top text memes on Zoo Tycoon.
I would use the fences, and then everyone in the zoo would die, because I forgot to cage the crocodiles.
That's what happened with me in Prison Architect. I forgot to, like,
You forgot to put walls up in the prison?
I actually did. Oh, man. I forgot to put, like, one retaining wall, and they're all just like, we're free! In the yard, they're, like, stabbing the guys, and I'm like, oops.
That's the one thing you gotta do.
Is make walls.
How did you forget about that?
Well, because you gotta make the jail cells. Prison Architect is really in-depth. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, it's even harder when you can't get the walls. That was the fundamental first step.
It's hard. It's very difficult. I would never be able to do, like, a Civilization game. Yeah, like, I can't play Civ.
Yeah. I've seen gameplay, and it's like, when, like, the person is, like, describing what they're doing step by step in their plan, and it's like, wow, that's, like, really intense. And you sit there, and you're like, how do I get the elephants? Give me the elephants.
Does Gandhi have nukes yet? What's going on over here?
Did you guys ever play Disco Zoo? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Alright.
That sounds like something you totally just... You're trying to make us say yes. And then you're like, psych, this
hey
totally
guys,
doesn't exist.
This radio podcast is for sure a real thing. Disco Wait, Zoo is not action.
So it's... Yes. So it's... set the timer. No. It's sort of like, I guess like Prison Architect or whatever. It was like your counting is making me nervous.
You said it was like seven times within the past 2 seconds.
You were basically just designing a zoo, and you would like unlock new like areas where you could farm animals. Like you would get like, oh, this is the jungle area, and you could get like ocelots now, or you could like all these new kinds of animals. And then
like Minecraft.
And then
but okay,
like I guess sort of. And you made like little pastures for them, and then you could have like a disco party if you got enough points, and all the animals would dance. And it was like,
what? That's the central goal of this game.
Is this a mobile game?
Yeah, this is a mobile game.
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome. Dude, I don't know if it still
the
exists.
The whole motif is like you got all these animals, you got all this stuff you can do,
get them to dance.
The disco party.
And it was a party.
Is it like?
Oh yeah.
It wasn't the auto.
Oh, it's got editor's choice.
Was it
an auto
clicker or?
What is that like?
Is it this?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, this game is banging.
And it works like in real time, so even if like your phone is off, like you still like because the animals will get like money or something somehow. I forget, but it was a good time. Like freshman year high school. Man, this,
I think I might get it. I kind of like want to play it.
Yeah, no, we can all show each other our zoos.
this show is going to turn into just our weekly review of our Disco Zoo. And that's the name of it. There we go. Weekly review of the Disco Zoo.
Oh, honestly, wow.
Why not?
It's a bit too close to your previous lover.
Disco Cheerio. I love you, Eric, if you're listening. No one has your coarse hands.
I'm right here.
James has baby hands.
Hold up.
Doesn't know how to hold me.
James. No, they're not that bad. Like, I mean, I have baby hands too, so.
They're different when they're around your neck.
Huge-handed.
Okay.
hey, what's the
rewinding
word of,
back.
What's the word of the day, Kevin?
It's about that time. It is 5:54. Is there a show after this?
Someone is in. Also, Owen and I can't be like the chapter. We have to be there.
Whoa, is it?
It's at 6 today. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you want.
I told.
Yeah, we'll be a couple.
Mitch,
yeah,
I was gonna be late.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the word of the day.
Oh yeah, we usually do a word of the day or two.
Are you serious? Veritable? Really?
Get a better one.
It was okay. Pretty weak.
Pretty weak.
Words weak sauce. Conlang.
Okay. Conlang. I believe is that. Are we saying that correctly?
Conlang.
Oh, did you? Oh. That guy sounded like a Terminator.
Do it again.
Conlang.
Right. Dude, that's what you hear right before like Arnold Schwarzenegger
assassinates you with a laser gun.
Busts in and it's just like time to die.
This sounds like it should be on like
Conlang.
Well, if it isn't
Conlang.
An artificially constructed language used by a group of speakers as opposed to one that has naturally evolved. Conlang such as Esperanto and Klingon.
Oh.
Pretty cool word.
I was going to make a
con. It's a conning language.
Yeah. I was going to make a really bad joke.
It's like, conlang, like you're going to say an actual language.
It's like how sailing.
Like, Urdu. Like something awful.
Yeah.
Kevin, conlang is like how sailors is actually short for seamen. Wow.
That's not really like a shortening of it. I think it might be longer, actually.
A lengthening. You know
that's
else?
A pretty cool. That was
you know
cool.
What else needs a lengthening?
What?
Anyway,
my lungs. Get some lung extensions from you.
What's our other word of the day?
The other word of the day
I
is.
I don't think you can top conlang.
Poop.
Butt.
Poop.
Poopy butt. Poopy bum bum.
Gratis, I guess.
Gratis?
Not as good as conlang.
Conlang.
Salubrious. That sounds sexy.
Promoting health
in a sexy way is what it means. My doctor is really salubrious.
Dude, my doctor's really recommending this salubrious game called Disco Zoo.
You're looking salubrious
tonight, girl.
Dude, you hit up the town. You just need to find a fine salubrious lady or gent or whatever you prefer. What?
I don't know.
That's a website. Is it just
Zootheism? Caesaropapism?
Caesaropapism? Yeah.
Wow.
Control of the church by a secular ruler. Dude, we gotta use this website now. What's going on here?
There's some pretty sick words.
Tyrannicide. Dactylography. Dolly.
Long headed. Can't they just say you have a five head?
Dolly coccephalic.
Cephalic.
Wait, can we like slap that so we make slap that somewhere so we can make sure we pronounce it right?
Rubricality.
I don't just all it. Like mindlessly wow. Stare.
We're just saying we're
Xenogenius.
Xenogenius?
Yelt.
A young snow. Wait.
Wait.
A young snow.
Dude, the Yelt has fallen from the sky.
What a beautiful Yelt today. Oh, that nice. Sounds like a word that like Vikings would use for snow. What is this Yelt? It is 5:58. Apparently we have to wrap up. What?
Ah, it's a shame. Yelt. We'll throw to our bean feast.
All this Yelt will cancel our bean feast.
No, this is conlang. I do not understand.
Alrighty.
Very quickly, I just want you all to imagine a man who speaks in the Ubu language.
I really don't want to.
But he uses
Why don't you want to, Owen?
Please, no.
I hate everything about that.
But he uses very, like... complex words.
I can do
Charlie just like put his head down and his shoulders up and gave ooh.
Please stop the show.
No. But he does like the ooh woo stuff, but he speaks like very eloquently and with like very large words.
Yeah. He's like a neuroscientist.
I have a Billy Wobos lexicon.
That's
hey, you see the Yelt outside today?
If one of you guys wants to sign off.
Yeah, would you guys like to?
It's all you, Charlie.
I mean, I started this. You should end it. You should finish
it. It's all you, Charlie.
He gets nervous on airplanes.
Wait, why don't we do it word? Everyone gets...
Wait, all right. That,
that's
wait,
not gonna
what?
Work.
You...
R.
That's a dumb way, bit.
Listening.
Oh. Two. Oh.
W. Yeah.
J.
R.
H.
One.
O.
Lafayette College.
Four.
Point.
Nine.
FM?
Are you
what are we,
okay?
What are we doing?
He was right.
F.
Oh.
And the chat boys.
M. Comma.
Lafayette.
College.
Let's do it letter by letter. Radio.
Semicolon.
Oh, my bad.
Comma.
Eason.
What are the rules here? What are we doing?
Anyway, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you for tuning in to Mocha Gumbo with Charlie Harper and Owen McKenna. I am Kevin.
And I'm James.
And we hope you had a good time listening to us. Tune in next week, same time, same mocha, same gumbo, and maybe Charlie and I will hang out again.
Who knows? Maybe 30 minutes earlier so that we actually hit record.
Or alternatively, maybe we get that night show in.
Or we can get a night show in.
Ooh.
That would be so much more fun. You have to worry way less about it.
I'd still like to do it all the time, but...
Yeah.
All right, we can
have a separate... Yeah, there we go. We'll talk about it. Anyway, we'll see you later. All right, have a great week, people.
Or don't.